Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, September the 26th. Our two topics today, Missouri Cures and Missouri CASA. Let's start first of all with my friend Margaret Tollerton. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Thank
Margaret.
Thank you, Paul.
Representing Missouri Cures, and you've got a monster bash coming up, right?
It's a monster dash.
Monster dash.
I tell you, I have never seen anything like this. I went to my first monster dash up in Chicago and thought, Columbia needs to experience this.
So what is a monster dash?
So it's a walk, a fun walk, where all the participants come in costume, Halloween costume, and it's just way too much fun.
Oh, okay, so it's about 10 or 11 days before Halloween that you're having
right.
this. So it kind of fits in. It's right.
It should.
And it is a big fundraiser?
Well, actually, our goal is more for awareness.
More so than fundraising?
More so than fundraising. I mean, usually the walks that I and my children have participated in have been a little bit more pricey than what we're charging. Mm-hmm. This, our $10 for adults or $5 for children, just basically covers our T-shirt cost. Mm-hmm. And it's really to get the word out about Missouri Cures.
So at the Monster Dash, how are you going to get the word out?
Well, hopefully we're going to have bags, you know, goodie bags and stuff.
Yeah.
And certainly inside those bags we'll have information about Missouri Cures.
Yeah.
But also, I think, to practice what you preach. And I have been fortunate to meet a lot of researchers and scientists. And this one, I watched him speak, and from the audience a question came, well, what can I do now? And it was Dr. John McDonald, who was Superman's doctor, okay? And he said...
Christopher Reeve's doctor.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Thank you. And he said, you got to meet the cure halfway. And that includes being aware, so continuing knowledge about stem cell research and medical research and, you know, all those health-related things. But then you also need to exercise and... doing this walk for fun, no timing, it's just for fun.
You know, well, you said you've got to exercise. Exercise is a part of staying healthy.
Yes.
Exercise is a part of staying healthy. If you are sick, exercise is a part of getting back your health.
Combine that with hope.
Yes.
And you've got a good combination.
Positive thinking.
Positive thinking.
Yeah.
And so to practice what you preach, come out, support Missouri Cures, and meet the cure halfway.
Okay. I like that phrase also, meet the cure halfway. So it's the Monster Dash. You're asking people to dress up in Halloween costumes. It's a fun walk at where?
Stevens Park Lake here in Columbia,
okay.
Saturday, October 20th at 1 p.m.
Now, do people, they sign up, do they pre-register online, right?
Hopefully, yes.
But can you just register there?
Yes. Yes.
And how long is the walk?
As long as you want it. You know, the Stevens Lake Park is like 1.7 if you walk it miles, if you walk it once around. So if you wanted to make it a 3K or a 5K, it depends on how many times you want to walk around it.
Okay, but you pay the $10 and then you do whatever you want.
Yes.
And if you don't want to walk the whole thing, you don't have to walk the whole
thing.
That's
right.
But it's actually it's better if you walk because you're going to get that exercise.
Right.
And you're meeting the cure halfway.
Yes.
For more information, what can people do?
They can come to our website, MissouriCures.org, or they can, you know, on that website is our toll-free number.
Okay, and
or they can call me at 573-999-6847.
Okay, or the toll-free number is 800-829-4133.
Thank you,
okay.
Paul.
Thank you very much. The Monster Dash. What are you going to be dressed as?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay. You just have to go out and see. Now, I turn to a young lady who has a beautiful Hawaiian name, Kalei Holder. Welcome to Radio Friends, Kalei. I like that. Kalei is Hawaiian. Holder's not, though.
No.
But you're here representing Missouri CASA, Show Me Giving Gala. And you are a volunteer for CASA, right?
I am. I have been a volunteer with the local program, Heart of Missouri CASA, for a little over 2 years, mm-hmm. And have had a case the entire time. And I do the fundraising for the state office.
Okay. Tell me about the Show Me Giving Gala.
The Show Me Giving Gala is our way. It's our first year, so it's our inaugural gala. It's our way that we are going to celebrate those who give a voice to children who have been abused and neglected. We are honoring Supreme Court Justice Mary Russell. Mm-hmm. We're also honoring a program director from Jackson County CASA, Martha Gershon. Mm-hmm. Ann Moyer is our volunteer of the year from Dunklin County. And our judge of the year is from the Second Circuit, and that's Adair County, and that's Russell Steele. So we'll show video tributes and really tell the story of how all of these people contribute to CASA and really make a difference in the lives of children who have been abused and neglected.
And you're having this on October the 19th, actually the night before she's having her Monster Dash. So you can tie this all in together. So this will be Friday, October the 19th, and it's going to be at the Tiger Hotel?
Yes.
People should make reservations ahead of time?
Yes. You can do so on our website. That's www.mocasa.net. You can mm-hmm. purchase your tickets online, or you can call our number at 573-256-1445.
Okay. And all the money that you make from this goes to CASA, correct?
It goes to the state program.
To the state program of CASA.
And our mission is to expand our programs. We have 22 local programs in Missouri right now, and they serve 23 judicial circuits. But our goal is to expand programs and expand our volunteers so that more children can have a CASA volunteer.
Now, you're a volunteer, and you've been a volunteer for how long?
2.5 years.
Why did you get involved with it?
I got involved with CASA because I wanted to impact a child's course of their life, and I've seen it firsthand. And it absolutely takes dedication and time, and you have
patience?
To go through 30
and
hours
patience?
Of training. Yes, absolutely.
But it's rewarding.
It. Yes, it is.
And you know deep down that you are doing some good to a young child.
You advocate for the child's best interest, and so absolutely you are. You're in the child's home, the foster placement. You talk to all of the care providers. You write a court report, and you attend those court hearings.
Okay. So, if people want more information on the event or a volunteer, what's the phone number to call?
573-256-1445.
Okay, that will tell you about the gala on Friday, October the 19th, or if you want to volunteer, you have information there. Kelly, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
You.
Pleasure having you here today. Tomorrow, we're going to find out about Tigers on Track and the Harvest Hootenanny fundraiser. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our flow director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email if there's something you'd like to hear or see. Pepper P at missouri.edu. Bye-bye.